At this point, the guard would then dig his heels into the back of your head and push your nose into the cement. With panic and claustrophobia setting in, the prisoners could be made to blurt out information, some of which would be false, but other bits of which would be true. The confession was typically followed by a cold soak, which means 6 or 8 weeks of total isolation to contemplate one's crimes. In context, Stockdale's comment, "There are no virgins here," seems more than just comfort. He seems to be saying to his fellow POW that feeling shame is a morally appropriate response. It's a decent response to being coerced to do what he finds ignominious. And so I take it here, Stoic, himself a Stoic practitioner and very, very moved by his reading of Epictetus. He views it as his salvation, what kept him alive in his 7.5 years. He sees Stoicism's limits. And I just want to mention here, the shame that I'm referring to here is an assessment of self-appraisal. It's assessment. It's a judgment I make about myself. And the point of recognizing that torture victims may feel shame, the point I think you were saying, is not that they ought to feel shame for breaking, but that they do. And that is a very, very real feeling and a real sense of moral injury that they have allowed themselves to engage in.